Alan Moore has mushed himself into the elite class of Yukon Quest champions. Moore joins John Schandelmeyer, Hans Gott, and Lance Mackey, who have all won the quest three or more times. KUAC's Zoe Rome was at the finish this morning in Whitehorse to see Moore arrive and claim his third title.
Snow was falling on the finish line at Whitehorse as crowds waited for a headlight to bob into view. Then, suddenly, a team of dogs led by Alan Moore emerged from the distance to loud cheers.
Welcome to Whitehorse, Mr. Moore!
This is Alan Moore's seventh Yukon quest and third victory. His consistent lead earned him the poke of gold in Dawson and the rare accomplishment of crossing the finish line with all 14 dogs.
You know, not many people have arrived at the finish chute in any position with 14 dogs. And if I knew the answer how to do that every time, I would be doing it.
Conditions were good this year, and aside from the cold, one of the better years on the trail.
This one comparatively was not as tough because the trail was great. The only thing you had to deal with was the cold.
Moore arrived in Whitehorse this morning after slower progress through fluffy white snow that covered the trail and obscured Moore's vision.
Well, I wish I could have seen, but when it's snowing like this and my headlight, I could only see just a small place. I couldn't see anything other than the dogs.
Despite less than ideal conditions on the home stretch, Moore arrived with a comfy lead of several hours over Matt Hall, the second musher expected to cross the finish line. Now it's on to the next thing. Moore's dogs will compete in the Iditarod in just a few short weeks with his wife, Allie Zirkel. Moore will be taking out a team of youngsters and hopefully getting them in shape for next year's Yukon Quest. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Zoe Rome.
Last year's Quest winner Matt Hall did cross the finish line in second place this afternoon, followed by fellow veteran Laura Neese in third.